Question 15. Today's question is only four simple words, and as Catholics who might attend adoration, you'll be familiar with them. This question shakes me, not reading it literally, but with the same kind of symbolism as being dead in our sin or drinking living water. I hear this question from Christ as, am I awake inside? Am I truly alive? Are my eyes open? Do I have dry, rattling bones, or am I really living in and connected to my body? Am I sedentary, both metaphorically and physically? If I or you answer no to any of these questions, then why is it so? I say then we also ask, Lord, show me what I need to do to wake up, to live in my body, to live a holy life with some joy and energy behind it. We know holy people are attractive, but have you ever been with a holy person who you know is also awake and alive and well? They are practically intoxicating. You don't want to leave them. And when you do leave them, you're just sort of, oh, maybe you can't even put words to what it is about them. You just want to be in their presence. So let's wake up and strive for our own lively holiness, whatever that would look like in your life, my life. And remember Lent? We need to let it change us. And we are more than halfway through now. So just take note. Whether in big ways or small ways, is that transformation process taking place for you? Are there layers that are being peeled back? Are you getting closer to who you are at the core as somebody made in the image and likeness of God and somebody who Christ adores? I will leave you with Christ's question from Luke chapter 22, verse 46. Again, short and simple. Why are you sleeping? Again, why are you sleeping?